CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of the broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 13th of January 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Volunteers invited for National Radio Centre. IARU Region 1 consolidates project groups. RSGB board and regional representative nominations open. With over 55,000 visitors to the RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park in 2018, we're looking to recruit new volunteers to engage with the public and give radio demonstrations. If you're interested in becoming an NRC volunteer, you should be passionate about meeting people, feel confident explaining the hobby, as well as operating the NRC's radio station, GB3RS. You should be a licensed amateur, an RSGB member, and be prepared to work a minimum of one, preferably 2 days per month. You'll be joining a team of enthusiastic, friendly and dedicated volunteers, and full training will be given. Travel expenses are paid to volunteers living within reasonable travelling distance, and NRC volunteers enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. Please email nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk for further information. At the IARU Region 1 General Conference in Landshut in 2017, it was agreed to create three project groups to address issues of the future direction and growth in amateur radio across the region. These groups have undertaken some of the planned work, but because of other commitments of the project leaders, progress has not been as rapid as they had hoped. It was decided to bring the three project groups together under a single project manager. Mark Jones, G0MGX, has agreed to take on this role. Mark is deeply involved in future and growth issues in RSGB, where he's a board member. Mark can be contacted via email to mark.g0mgx.rfigure1@gmail.com. We wish Mark every success. RSGB members are reminded that nominations are open for the RSGB board and regional representatives. Details are in the January RADCOM and on the RSGB website. These roles offer a good opportunity to help the RSGB develop and promote amateur radio. Nominations close on the 31st of January. In America, the FCC is not processing any US amateur applications, radio applications, as the partial government shutdown approaches its fourth week. For radio amateurs, the shutdown means that while the universal licensing system continues to accept applications for all valid purposes, the FCC will not review or act upon them until the funding stalemate is resolved. Newcomers who have passed the required examinations will just have to wait until the shutdown concludes to receive a call sign and authorization to operate. License upgrades are also on hold. Please note that the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed for a private event on Tuesday the 15th of January. Apart from this, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors 7 days a week, especially RSGB members, who can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSGB website. On the 27th of December, Soyuz launched deployed two German satellites, D-Star 1, Sparrow and D-Star 1, ISAT. The beacons have been successfully received from both satellites, which each carry a D-Star repeater. They uplink on 437.325 megs and downlink on 435.525 megs. The December Soyuz flight also deployed the UWE-4 1U CubeSat, carrying a 70-centimeter AX-25 digipeater with an uplink-downlink frequency of 437.375 megahertz. AMSAT Germany has reported that in-orbit testing of the P4A amateur radio transponders on EASE HALE 2 has begun, but amateurs should not attempt to transmit on the EASE HALE 2 uplink. When all in-orbit testing has been successfully completed, the satellite will be moved to its final orbital position at 26 east degrees east. That is, an availability announcements will then be made. Clublog's latest most wanted list, generated on the 28th of December, can be found online at clublog.org. The information is derived from the half billion or so QSOs uploaded to Clublog and available for analysis. To improve quality, only QSOs that have QSLs confirmed are considered to be worked. The most wanted charts are rebuilt once a month on average. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The next rally in the diary is the Horncastle Amateur Radio and Electronics Rally on the 27th of January. It takes place at the Horncastle Youth Centre, Cagthorpe Buildings, Willow Row, Horncastle, LN96DZ, doors open 10 o'clock. Advance notice now for the CW Boot Camp, which will be run by the GMDX Group. It takes place on Sunday the 10th of March at Stirling and District ARS, Unit 68, Bandith Industrial Estate, Throsk, FK77NP. This event is open to all, however, places are limited, so it's important that you re-register your interest by email to gmdxgroup, all one word, at gmail.com. To get your event into Radcom onto GB2RS or on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom at rsgb.org.uk, and we need about 4 months' advance notice to get anything into Radcom. Now, the DX News and 425 DX News and other sources, a group of operators will be active as H33J from Volcan in the Chiriqui province of Panama between the 13th and 31st of January. They'll be operating CWSSB Ritian FT8 on the 160 to 10 metre bands with a focus on the low bands FT8. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or via JA1HGY. Jean-Pierre F61TD will be active as a Fox Golf stroke call sign from La Desiderade Island, which is IOTA NA102, in Guadeloupe from the 14th of Jan to the 13th of March. Activity will be on the 80 to 6 metre bands using CWSSB and various digital modes. It'll also be active as TO7D in various contests. QSL direct to his home call. Willie, KB8YRX, will be on the air as 8P9CA from Barbados between the 15th of January and the 4th of Feb. Activity will be focused on 20 metres and FT8, QSL to his home call. Gerhardt, OE3GEA, will be on the air as HC8GET from Santa Cruz, Isabella and San Cristobal Island in the Galapagos Islands from the 13th to the 25th of January. Activity will be HF bands, QSL home call. Now, special event news. Worthington District ARC will be running a special event station to commemorate its 70th anniversary. This will be on the weekend of the 19th and 20th of January using the call sign GB5WOR. The station will be on the air on all HF bands, possibly 2 metres and 70 sems. Further details from www.wadarc.org.uk. Celebrating its 50th anniversary, Sweden's National Society for the Active Visually Impaired will be active as Sugar Fox 50 Charlie Golf throughout 2019, QSL via SM0BYD. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible for free publicity on GB2RS, Radcom and online. And remember that UK special event stations must be open to the public so free publicity can help your efforts be more widely known. Now for contest news, today the 13th, the Data Modes AFS contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using data only on the 3.5 and 7 meg bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Tuesday, 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Thursday sees the 70 megs UK activity contest, also 2000 to 2230 UTC, both use all modes on the respective band and the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday, the 19th, the SSB AFS contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using the 3.5 and 7 megs bands only. The exchange of signal report and serial number. Also on Saturday the 19th, the Worked All Britain 1.8 megs phone contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC. The exchange of signal report, serial number and WAB square. The UK 6-metre group marathon continues until the 31st of January, using all modes on the 50 megs bands, the exchange signal report and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA-G3YLA and G4BAO. This week saw relatively settled HF conditions after the effects of a geomagnetic storm that impacted Earth at the weekend had passed. The KP index was mostly around 1 or 2 thanks to a reduced solar wind. A small solar coronal hole did become Earth-facing on Wednesday the 9th, but its effects, if any, won't be felt until about Friday the 9th. The sun's disk remains spotless, with the solar flux index at around 71 to 72. The propquest.co.uk shows that daytime critical frequencies remain around 3.5 to 5 megs, although there have been some high spots when it hit more than 6 megs. These can spark short-term long-range HF propagation at maximum usable frequencies of more than 18 megs, so it is worth keeping an eye on the higher bands. Otherwise, the upper bands have been fairly lacklustre, with mostly contacts around Europe, as can be expected at this point in the sunspot cycle. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux remaining around 70 with settled geomagnetic conditions, other than around the 16th, when the K index may rise to 4 due to recurrent coronal hole activity. A check with the new animation facility at predtest.uk shows that the upper HF bands currently favour one-hop contacts into southern Europe, with occasional openings to North Africa. 40 metres should be open to Europe both day and night, with the possibility of some weaker, longer paths opening up at around sunset and after dark. 80 metres remains a good evening and nighttime band, but make the most of it now as the nights are starting to get shorter. Now to the VHF and up propagation news. The weekend started with a residual high pressure area, by now displaced to the southwest of Britain. That means that the bulk of the country is under a weaker ridge. This will obviously favour the western side of the country, which is closest to the high, for any tropo activity. As the week progresses, the high weakens further and patterns become more like a showery northwesterly, with little chance of tropo and rather more breeze, especially over the north and down the eastern side of the country. This type of weather can produce an opportunity for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, as big reflective shower clouds drift past the coasts. We are in the quiet period of the year for meteor scatter, meteor activity, with few major showers until April. There are, though, always opportunity for random meteor scatter contacts, peaking around dawn when the Earth is rotating towards the main orbital flux of meteoric particles. Lunar declination is positive again, so moon windows will lengthen as the week progresses, and path losses will fall. Early this week, moonrise will be around lunchtime and getting later over the coming week. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.